We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, this is Tiger Talk, presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how they need to choose the car insurance coverage that's right for them. Also brought to you by Bud Light. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly.
One, two, three.
Play action wide open. Alberto behind the defense to the 40, to the Memphis 30. He will not be caught. 10-5 house. Exactly what Mizzou needed.
Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
Welcome to the show from Cheerleader Pub and Grill. Conveniently located at 63 and Stadium on Columbia's southwest side. I'm Mike Kelly. Barry Odom is alongside with you until just before 7 o'clock. Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they believe car insurance should be simple so drivers know what they're paying for and why. Mizzou Athletics also would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare, and also Shelter Insurance. Speaking of Shelter Insurance, let Shelter take you to the zoo this football season. Find an agent near you, shelterinsurance.com/Mizzou. They will register you for a chance to win two tickets to a Tiger home game during the 2019 season. Coming up at the bottom of the hour during our players segment, a couple of pretty good running backs are going to be in the house as we'll visit with Larry Rountree III and also Tyler Beatty. They'll join us during our players segment at the bottom of the hour here from Cheerleader Pub and Grill. Tigers coming off of an impressive win against West Virginia. Missouri now will take on the Red Hawks of Southeast Missouri State. For just the fourth time in program history, they'll play that school that's located some 200 miles to the southeast. 6:39 is the kickoff this weekend. 6:39, our coverage begins at 4 right here on the Tiger Network. With that, let's say good evening to the coach. How you doing?
I'm great, Mike. Good to see you guys here tonight again. Thank you so much, and always good to see you, Mike Kelly.
It's always a pleasure to see you, my friend Barry Odom. What did you like the most other than the outcome about the game against West Virginia?
Well, the way that we started and jumped out 31-0 at halftime. Our kids responded on the things that we needed to improve on. They did a great job on understanding the urgency of getting off to a good start, but then also both sides and really with the kicking game on once we got up, this stay the course, this keep going. And I thought for the first half, we did a really nice job in about every area. Controlling the line of scrimmage was one thing was really interested in seeing if we could get done, being able to run the ball, stop the run, eliminate big plays on defense. And then, the one thing that you get into the second half, we didn't play very well in the second half. So we scored one touchdown. It was a pick six defensively. We weren't able to score on offense. So fortunately, the game was over at halftime, but still we've got to learn to always look at 0-0, stay focused, let's keep moving forward.
Interesting to look back and think that was the first time since 1993 that a Power 5 opponent had actually played against the Tigers at Faurot Field here in Columbia. The last time that took place was September the 11th of 1993 when Mizzou beat Illinois by the score of 31-3. You did jump on them early.
the focus coming out of the locker room obviously was very good. Your defense was dominant from the word go, made them a one-dimensional football team. They only accounted for 171 yards of total offense.
They played so much better, and again, it started up front on the way that we shut down the run and really forced them into a situation where they had to throw the ball, and then on the back end, we did a nice job on locking up the coverage on the way that we should and played well, played smart, played efficient. And, you know, the 11 guys that were on the field, our mental errors cut from one week to the next. You know, we went from we were in way high in double digit the first week, the second week we're in single digit. And that's usually what it takes. And, you know, now the challenge is to do it again. We've set the standard on what it's supposed to be and what it's supposed to look like. Let's do it again this week.
They were in negative yardage moving into the fourth quarter, finished, I think, with 30 yards rushing in the game. Nick Bolton, by the way, sophomore linebacker from Frisco, Texas, named as the SEC Defensive Player of the Week after his performance this past weekend. Two interceptions, the first two of his career, including a pick six for the final points of the game. He really played well from week one to week two, didn't he?
He did, really productive. And, you know, when any one of our guys is awarded an SEC award or a national award, that goes to, you know, to our program, to that side of the ball or whatever the situation is for Nick defensively, but also the individual performance, you know, the way that he played, did really good in all the things, being assignment sound, and was very productive in the way that he played. Anytime you can get around the ball, two interceptions, that's hard to do. And, you know, I've said it a number of times, I think he's got a chance of being a great player. He's young. He hasn't played that much ball. So every week, I think he's going to continue to get a little bit better.
He's one of those guys that when you talk to him, though, he's a serious guy. He's a guy that's kind of locked in.
He doesn't joke around much.
Yeah.
It's unusual that linebackers are that way. But he's got a mindset of being focused. He's got a great guy with Kel Garrett lined up next to him every time. He's kind of following that lead. And he understands the better he prepares throughout the week, the better you're going to play.
Two interceptions, including the pick six, had 10 tackles on the day. Now, as you went through the film and looked back at the pick six, did maybe you have a little conversation about ball security? Because that ball was in, I think, the left hand the entire time, just
vomiting.
Well,
he had an injury on his right hand, yeah. So he couldn't tuck it away there. But still, left hand, let's put, you know, there's 5 points of pressure. So we had some learning moments through the way that's supposed to go.
The other thing that was impressive about, from a defensive standpoint, unlike the Wyoming game, you were able to play behind the line of scrimmage. 13 tackles for loss in that game.
It's huge for us, and I think we can continue to have that category and that area in our favor. Our defensive line did a nice job, and anytime there's penetration and it causes the ball to bounce, so to speak, then you got the pursuit on the ways, the angles, the leverage, and all the things with defensive football. They played really fast the other day, and that was so important for us to get off to the start that we did. But then also they played with confidence, and then because really if you look back at it, that's the way that we practiced on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Who else captured your attention from a defensive standpoint? We've talked about Bolton. We talked about Cale just a little bit, but who else stood out for you?
Jordan Elliott played really well, and I don't know statistically what it looked like, but he was in the backfield a lot. You know, Kobe Whiteside did a nice job. Jatorian Hansford, from a defensive end standpoint, did a nice job. Both of the safeties, you look at Gillespie and Bledsoe, they had solid days. And then Christian Holmes stepped in with Ware being out, did a nice job. AC on the other side. Sparks came in and played really well against anything on the perimeter. You know, and he had been out for so long with an injury, came back and really is getting back to the play of what we knew Adam from before the injury. So it's exciting. We're going to need him. And I thought collectively they did a nice job.
More to talk about with Barry Odom coming up. Be sure to partner with the Tigers and the Food Bank, the official charitable partner of Mizzou Athletics. Visit scoreagainsthunger.org to learn more about the Score Against Hunger campaign presented by MPIX. Tiger Talks presented by Say Insurance. We're at Cheerleader Pub and Grill. We're back after this with head coach Barry Odom on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your new apartment's big. Such a great deal.
It's okay.
Just okay? What's not too...
Right above the subway!
Well, I bet you don't even notice it after the...
That's my neighbor! Angus!
A deal that's just okay is not okay. Get a great deal with America's best network. Come into an AT&T store and learn how to buy one smartphone and get a second one on us. Based on GWS One Score, September 2018.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Cheerleader Pub and Grill is your home for all things SEC and the new host location for Tiger Talk with Coach Odom. Join us live at 6 p.m. every Thursday evening at Cheerleader Pub and Grill as Mike Kelly sits down with Coach Odom to talk all things Mizzou football, including player interviews, game recaps, and previews of the upcoming opponent. Located at the corner of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63, Cheerleader Pub and Grill is the place to be for Tiger Talk each week, where sports, fun, and good food unite. Cheerleader Pub and Grill, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Whether you compete on the field or in the field, it takes the best to be a champion. That's why so many farmers looking to maximize profitability plant DeKalb and Asgrow brand corn and soybeans, featuring exclusive genetics and whole farm solutions to champion consistent yield potential. No matter what the season brings, be a champion of yield. Visit your local MFA today. Performance may vary. Always read and follow IRM, where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Take the field with a winning lineup. From combines and tractors to a complete line of hay and forage tools, Case IH offers the equipment you need to have a championship season. For a limited time, get 0% financing on top-performing new Case IH equipment. Visit your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/tigers. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Hey, join us next Thursday night, 6 o'clock. Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance with Coach Barry Odom. From right here at our new location, Cheerleader Pub and Grill, conveniently located at the intersection of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63. The law firm Lathrop Gage would like to recognize the Mizzou Three Stripes Club. The Three Stripes Club honors student athletes who represent the Mizzou values of respect, responsibility, discovery, and excellence by going above and beyond socially, academically, and athletically. The law firm of Lathrop Gage, proudly serving Missouri business since 1873. Coming up in our player segment at the bottom of the hour, we will hear from a couple of really good running backs. Larry Rountree III and Tyler Beatty will join us. Let's shift the conversation to offense. Kelly Bryant, 17 of 25, 150 yards, three touchdown passes.
The way that they started the game on, number one, kickoff return, they tried the onside kick, right? West Virginia tried the onside kick. Our front line did an amazing job on being smart and seeing the ball kick. You talk about it over and over and over and over. And then to see him go execute that was awesome. We had Cam Wilkins give a fair catch signal. Journey Jones made a fair catch signal, backed up, caught the ball exactly like I was supposed to do. I mean, it was textbook. Kind of kickoff return 101.
Let's pause right there to talk about Journey Jones, because here's a guy from small town Missouri that came to this institution, came to this program, wanted to have an impact, got a chance to play on special teams a year ago, and was completely fundamentally in the right position, did the right thing on that play.
Yeah, just like you're supposed to do. I mean, clinic tape. So that was awesome. Great job. We got Coach Hill making them aware of that situation, but then also them going and executing it. That was an awesome way to start the game, because you never know with momentum and the start of the game. Say that they would have recovered it, who knows how that first drive would have went. The question was about offense, how we started. All right, and Kelly played on the stats that he had, 17 of 25, 150, right. Three touchdowns. That's huge. He was efficient with the ball. He was smart. You know, there are two plays that you come back and, you know, just throw it away, get rid of it. But there's also, we had a quick whistle on one of them that I think he would have really gotten out of and gained some yardage. But he played smart football, delivered the ball to the open receivers, and then really managed the game as we got into it. Three touchdowns, you know, found the open receiver. Albert made a big-time catch, but the ball was placed right where it needed to be. So I'm happy with the way that he played. I still I know that he's going to play better this week than he did last week, and then we're going to talk again next week at this time, and he's going to play better going into game four. Just the experience, being around the guys and understanding, you know, within the play call what we need him to do. He's done a heck of a job, and I think he's got a lot more room to grow, and it's going to get there.
Got a mismatch with Albert on the first touchdown reception down the right sideline, inside the right pylon. And you know, that was a perfectly thrown ball. Albert obviously high-pointed it, put you on the board. But then the play that I think impressed me the most that afternoon was on the second touchdown throw. He gets pressure from his front side, sidesteps a defender, steps up, and throws an absolute strike into the end zone to Albert.
Yeah, it's good. His eyes were in the right spot. He felt the pressure, was able to give just a little bit of a shoulder fake, but also has the toughness to stand in the pocket and deliver it down the field. That's hard to do when you've got somebody coming right in your face, but you know you're going to get hit. He sidesteps it just a little bit, makes a perfect throw, good route by Albert on the top of the route, making sure that he sunk his hips, made a little move, got inside presence, and then, you know, good pass, good catch, result in a touchdown.
That was a pretty tight window, too, to get the ball in.
It was, because we also had the backside safety that was kind of robbing the middle of the field and was coming back across. So right where it needed to be. And, you know, it's easier when the target is Albert because of his catch radius and body presence and all those things.
I want to talk a little more about Albert because, as we all know, he missed most of last season with the injury and then missed most of the spring, was injured during training camp and missed a significant amount of time. Is he 100% at this point in time?
We're getting close. He's not in playing shape yet because you think about it, he missed the last 7 weeks or whatever it was of the season last year, all the bowl preparation, didn't go through winter conditioning, didn't really practice in the spring. And then when he came out in fall camp, you know, he had a hamstring early on. So I think he practiced like five times before our first game. So really that's the comments that myself and Derek made after game one. We were surprised how long he was able to play just because he's not really in that position yet. But I think, you know, after this week, he's a little bit closer. And you know, all that stuff with the timing and the routes, and that it's so detailed on everything that goes into it. So he's getting really close, and he's working to get there.
Let's talk run game. Larry Rountree, who again will join us coming up in our players segment with Tyler Beatty. Those two combined for 175 yards rushing in the game. Larry 17 carries for 104. Tyler had 12 carries in the game for 71 yards.
Yeah, they ran with purpose. And, you know, up front we did a nice job on blocking at the point of attack, but also there are opportunities where we made the right cut and we got vertical, and we always felt like the other day, I always felt like we were finishing the run going forward. That's a sign of playing with the right speed, the right urgency, and the things that we needed that we know out of Rountree that he's going to do. And to get over the 100-yard mark and the way he played, protected the ball. There was one time the ball was on the ground and Rountree was on it immediately. That was so huge for us. We walked out of the game plus three in the turnover margin, and Rountree played good in pass protection, did a lot of really good things, and I think we're going to see moving forward, you know, that was just the start of his season, and now let's go.
How difficult is that to teach a young running back, and not that Larry's, you know, he's still young by all of our standards because he's just a junior in college, but a young guy coming in, teaching them pass protection, making sure their eyes are in the right place and that they're obviously settling in and knowing where the pressure is coming from?
Number one, fundamentally, it's difficult. And, you know, usually they didn't do that in high school. Mm-hmm. You know, just the running back, they carried the ball. So the technique of it is difficult, but also the way that we slide protect, is it odd man, is it five front slide? How are you protecting? And then the back has to account for the call that the offensive line makes. So the intellect and the way that it happens in a split second on who you're responsible for, you know, those guys have a lot on their plate. It's like the center making the check on where we're going with the protection up front. Well, the tailback is so important to what they're having to do and the responsibility that's as important as our offensive line.
Another cool moment in the game was one series was pretty much dedicated to Dawson Downing from Mission, Kansas, whose father, by the way, Kenny, lettered in 73, 74, and 75. Seeing that legacy, getting 10 carries in the game and counting for 57 yards. Talk about a guy that finishes a run. He finishes a run.
He played solid. He's earned the opportunity to go play when he played. He's really good in protection. He runs with authority. He runs with a purpose, and he's got a lot of respect in our locker room.
Here's the other thing, too, that stood out about that performance from an offensive and defensive standpoint. Unlike the Wyoming game, Your team controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
They did, and that was a challenge going into the week. And, you know, the performance week one was not anywhere close to what our standard is. Those guys stepped up to the challenge, and now let's take it to the next level.
That's Barry Odom. I'm Mike Kelly. We're going to take a break. More coming up at the bottom of the hour, coming up in after our next segment. We'll visit with Larry Rountree the third and also Tyler Beatty. Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how they need to choose the car insurance coverage that's right for them. Back after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hi, folks. I'm Andy from Andy's Frozen Custard. You heard me say Andy's Frozen Custard is made fresh hourly. Well, now that it's football season, it means that Andy's Frozen Custard makes three or four fresh batches of frozen custard during a typical football game. Now that's fresh. After the game, stop by and get some made fresh hourly Andy's Frozen Custard.
Touchdown, Andy's. Andy's Frozen Custard is an official sponsor of the Missouri Tigers.
Andy's makes it fun to be a kid for a while.
Medical bills, insurance agencies, stress.
When you're injured in an accident, it can take over your life.
Which is why at Harper Evans Wade in Nedemeyer, we work hard to get the results our clients deserve.
Meeting with our clients in person with free consultations, answering their questions, and working quickly to get results. It's what sets us apart, and it's why families across the state trust us to win their cases. Harper Evans Wade in Nedemeyer. We'll fight for you.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
You don't need a lecture hall to learn from award-winning professors. Mizzou offers 125 degrees and certificates online. Same well-respected curriculum, same distinguished professors. All in an affordable online format that lets you keep up that nonstop busy life of yours. Mizzou Online is Mizzou for you. Your time, your goals, your launching pad for wherever you're headed next. Pick the online degree that fits you at online.missouri.edu.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Your top priority? Protecting your employees and the business you've worked hard to create. Workers' compensation insurance is an important part of that protection. When you partner with Missouri Employers Mutual, you get more than an insurance policy. We'll help you build a culture of safety that will empower your employees to work with confidence, day after day and year after year. Missouri Employers Mutual. Confidence at work. Visit mem-ins.com for more.
Your new apartment's big. Such a great deal.
It's okay.
Just okay? What's not too...
Right above the subway!
Well, I bet you don't even notice it after the...
That's my neighbor, Angus!
A deal that's just okay is not okay. Get a great deal with America's best network. Come into an AT&T store and learn how to buy one smartphone and get a second one on us. Based on GWS One Score, September 2018.
To all of our first responders, active military, veterans, and retirees, there's only one thing Ford can say for your commitment and bravery. Thank you. So please enjoy this special offer. It's just another way to show our gratitude for all that you've done. Qualifying military personnel can now get additional bonus appreciation cash on top of most current offers. Visit buyfordnow.com today.
Player segment coming up in our next segment as we'll visit with Tyler Beatty. Larry Rountree the third. Central Bank is your hometown bank. It's the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today, www.centralbank.net. Barry Odom is alongside. Let's talk just a little bit of injuries and try to get an update on a couple of guys. Jarvis Ware tweaked an ankle in the week last week, did not play against West Virginia. What is his availability this week?
He practiced a little bit today. It's still not quite 100%, but I think he's in position to help us on Saturday. And we've still got 48 hours, basically, and there's a lot of things that he can continue to get better at. And we look for him to help us, and I think he can. And, coming over off of that injury, tried last week, wasn't close enough, but I think he'll be ready to go this week.
How about Trajan?
We're really close. I think he's going to give it a shot in pregame warm-up, kind of see how he feels and go from there.
How about Brendan Scales, who suffered a broken bone in the foot.
He's closed. He had surgery on his foot on the bone, and it's made really good progress. Injury report today, he's ahead of schedule, which is good. I think he's going to start running next week, and then it'll progress into change of direction stuff. So, knock on wood, we're in pretty good shape.
Before we get to the guys, I want to pick your brain a little bit about some guys that are first-time starters, and just through two games, kind of get an evaluation of kind of what you've seen from them. Let's start on the left side, left guard Larry Borum.
He's done well, really. He and Case Cook, and they're together. The combination of those two guys at the left guard position, I think we kind of list them both as starters. That they've earned that. They both play about equal, but so important to our success on not only running the ball, but establishing and playing smart together, because those five guys are tied together in everything that they do, run blocking, pass protection, all the things. And, Larry's played two college games, so I think he's got a great future ahead of him. And Case has done a heck of a job as well. And, I don't know who's going to run out there when the ones go out there tomorrow or Saturday, but they're both at this point kind of considered starters for us.
How about Hiron?
He keeps coming. Again, a guy that hadn't played a lot of snaps, but that position is so important at right tackle on being able to protect the edge, but then also in our outside run game, climbing to the next level. The urgency of doing it play after play after play for four quarters, he's figuring it out. He's got a lot of athletic ability for a big guy. And, I think by the next couple of weeks, you still get game experience. He's going to be a guy that you consider that can do it every snap.
Because of the injury to Trajan Jeffcoat, Jatorian Hansford got an opportunity really to become a starter on the defensive side at defensive end. He's a Forsyth, Georgian native guy. Yeah. Just a thought on him.
He's played really well. He's got great speed off the ball, good initial quickness. He is stout enough in the run on the double teams and the things that we are going to see moving forward, but also provide some edge pressure that we definitely need in the pass game, in the pass defensive game.
It's Barry Odom. I'm Mike Kelly. We're going to take a break. When we return, our player segment, Larry Rountree III and Tyler Beatty up next. We're at Cheerleader Pump and Grill, presented by Say Insurance on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The operating engineers of Kansas City Local 101 and St. Louis Local 513 build a better Missouri through the highest quality, productive, best trained, and safest heavy equipment operators. From excavating the ground to setting the final piece, we build the roads, bridges, schools, hospitals, buildings, and power plants that drive our economy and keep Missouri competitive. Learn more at IUOELocal101.org and IUOE513.org.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Tiger fans, do you like to gamble? Well, gambling's exactly what you're doing if you have your home or business electrical installation done by a contractor who's not qualified, trained, and insured. Don't take the chance. Be safe. Be certain. Use only IBEW contractors to do your electrical work. The stakes are just too high for anything else. You can depend on your hometown IBEW and IBEW contractors.
Did you know that 1 in 5 children in Missouri faces hunger? The Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri helps fill these empty stomachs by providing buddy packs to children who rely on subsidized lunch at school. For just $180, you can sponsor a buddy pack for a child every weekend for an entire school year. Score Against Hunger, presented by MPIX, lets you get in on Tiger's action while helping feed children. Visit scoreagainsthunger.org to learn more. The Food Bank is proud to be the first and only official charitable partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Make sure you arrive early each home game to experience the newest Mizzou tradition, Tiger Town, and the Tailgate Concert Series presented by Say Insurance, located on Mick Deaver Memorial Drive just outside of Memorial Stadium. Free to the public. It's the pregame hangout for fans of all ages. The Say Insurance Tailgate Concert Series features this week the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, who before you guys were born, long before you were born, had a song by the name of Jackie Blue, among others. With that, let's bring in a couple of really good running backs. He is a sophomore from Memphis, Tennessee. Tyler Beatty, ladies and gentlemen. Making his first appearance on the show, by the way. But a veteran now who's been here several times from Raleigh, North Carolina, Larry Rountree III. Tyler, let's begin with you. Just two games in, an evaluation of what was better this past week as opposed to the opening weekend from your football team and particularly the offense.
I think it's really just getting back to our normal self. Early on, we just didn't follow the game plan. We kind of took them a little lightly. So just getting back to our normal roots and just being Mizzou football.
You two combined for 175 yards rushing. You had 71. Larry, upon further review, you finished with 104. First time you've gone over the 100-yard plateau this season. What does it mean to the offense when you guys are able to run the ball as well as you were in that game?
It means a lot. I feel like, you know, I've said this a million times, being more versatile when you can run, throw, and run and pass is great because, again, it keeps the defense on their heels and they don't know what's going on. And plus, that no defense can handle our tempo and how we run the football and throw the football. So it basically gets the defense a little gassed and we finish them with the throw or the run.
Tyler, through two games, you were tied for Missouri's leading receiver with Jonathan Johnson, each with 10 receptions. Have you always been a guy that's been able to catch the football out of the backfield?
Yes, sir. I pride myself on versatility. Just like Larry said, being more than just a every down back. I want to be able to get in the backfield, get in the slot, just cause mismatches for the linebackers and stuff. And so doing that is, I feel like it's great for our offense.
Yeah, certainly is. And speaking of offense, we're going to talk a little bit about your quarterback in a moment, but just the job that your offensive line did, Larry, just in this last week against West Virginia.
They did a great job. You know, we came out, you know, we knew what they were going to do. And honestly, it was a fantastic job on my O-line. You know, honestly, we look at those games and, you know, we run the ball and, you know, it starts with the run game. If the running game is not where it's at, then, you know, nothing else is going to lead to success. So I feel like Coach Ford always says, you know, the run game is the power of this offense. So us running the ball and be able to, again, just makes the defense just kind of get into a way of where they don't know what we're doing because, again, we're so versatile with running and throwing. So, honestly, it just creates more open looks for us in the run game.
I want to talk about Kelly, and this may be a question that you've been asked before, but I'm not sure this audience has heard your answers, so bear with me a bit. What was it about his makeup upon his arrival that allowed him to step into a leadership role in that locker room as quickly as he did, Larry?
Honestly, man, you know, he came in. When he came here, he wasn't really all rah-rah. You know, he was a little quiet the first couple of weeks, but I think one day, you know, something needed to be said, and he said it. And when he said it, you know, everybody listened. So, honestly, you know, he brings a goofy demeanor sometimes, but when it's time to play, you know, he turns it off and he's ready to go. So, I love how he can shut it off and turn the other Kelly Bryant on. It's really weird how he can go goofy and go really serious. So, honestly, when he got here, he just he really didn't speak a lot, but when something needed to be said, he would say it.
Have you found him to be the same way?
I just feel like he's a natural leader. Coming from Clemson, where he was held on a high pedestal, coming here, he's just got time to sit back, relax, survey everything, and see what he wanted to do to lead the team.
You guys have got a tight room, right? Coach, working with Coach Ford and in the running backs room, and to see a guy that shows up each and every day and gives as much as he does to this program, to have a guy like Dawson Downing get opportunities last week and have success, you took pride in that, didn't you, Tyler?
Yes, sir. I admire Dawson. I mean, it takes a lot for a person to go out there, work with scout team, and take all those hits and still get back up and keep playing every day. So every day I just say how proud I am of him. Because he helped me to be a better person. He always took time out of his day to come around, help me if I needed it. And so he's just a great person.
I want to talk a little bit about your arrival here at the University of Missouri. Because you both, in your bios on the website, you both pointed to the relationship that you established with Coach Ford as a reason why you wanted to be a part of this program. Larry, what was it about Cornell Ford that I guess connected with you?
You know, I'm a fan of the, you know, the old style coaching, but, you know, I don't think Beatty likes that. But I think, honestly, you know, when he came to my school and we talked and stuff like that, and obviously I knew, you know, there's a difference between recruiting and coaching. So when I got there and here in Mizzou and I just played and kept working, and he kept saying, regardless of how good of a game you play, there's always something you can do better. So I feel like, you know, our relationship is great because, again, even if you have a great game and you think in your mind you did so great, like, he's gonna critique any little thing you did to get you better. So I just feel like those are the things that really, really help us.
You're nodding your head. Expand on that answer.
He just pushes us really hard. Growing up, I didn't really have, like, a coaching foundation. Kind of just on my own. So coming here when, like Larry said, he's a hard-nosed coach, an old-school coach. So I wasn't really used to it. So it kind of caught me off guard. So I was a little, like, fragile. I was in my shell. So now this year, I kind of, like, bowed up a little bit, stuck on my chest. And we get along real well.
Yeah, how has it been for you coming from Memphis and then coming to Columbia, Missouri? I mean, obviously two different type of cities. Mm-hmm. How have you found it here in just over a year?
I just go with the flow. I mean,
yeah. Tyler stays inside, so he's like, yeah. He's like a bear. He just stays at home. He's in his room. Just
homebody, huh?
Homebody.
I stay at home a lot. I just like to play 2K. When it's time to go out and play, I play. We watch film together. We do everything together. So my whole life's like revolved around sports, pretty much.
Yeah, you were a basketball player too, huh?
I played a little basketball my freshman and sophomore year.
Yeah, better than him?
Of course.
They won't let me play basketball, man. You're lucky. Lucky.
So I want to talk a little bit about, so now you're a junior, right? Old man in the program, if you will. The first 3 years, I mean, have they just... Has this thing gone really quickly for you?
It's gone by very fast, man. I can remember walking in and not knowing what I was going to see. I walked in and seen Ish, Demarie, you know, and I was just thinking, man, I don't know. What is this? And they took me under and just, you know, taught me everything, told me what was going to happen. And, you know, honestly, Demarie, he's really like my big brother. He told me, you know, before my freshman, he said, Tree, if you keep running like this, man, next year in a couple of years, like, watch. He just kept telling. I was like, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Just stop talking. And literally now, I'm like, I'm glad he got me ready for this because now I'm old. He's like, you're going to be an old head. You're going to be a junior, and you're going to have to lead the room. So it's like two snaps that went by, and I'm a junior. It's crazy.
Yeah, and you're already in the year two, right? I mean, as we all know, God only gives you this finite amount of time that you get a chance to play this game that you love so much. So how do you embrace each and every day?
I just go with it, with the mentality. Actually, Coach Odom was talking about it today. He just said, time waits for no man. So every day I just take advantage of the opportunities I'm given. I know a lot of kids around the country want to be in my position. So every day I'm just grateful for the opportunity I'm given.
I want to go back to DeMario just for a second because, you know, here was a guy that was with the Texans and then was one of the last players cut by the Texans. Now with the Oakland Raiders, he's on the practice squad. You communicate with him. What has he had to say?
You know, honestly, I haven't really been talking to him lately. I've been letting him do his own thing because I know the NFL is no joke. So, honestly, I already knew I had no worries that somebody was going to pick him up. You know, DeMario has always been a work guy. You know, I even asked him. It's funny. I was like, hey, what if you had to play for John Gruden? And he's playing for John Gruden now. He's his head coach. So it's just crazy. It's funny how God works in certain ways because, you know, him leaving the Texans and playing for the Raiders and now playing for the practice squad, it just shows how hard DeMario works, you know, regardless of, you know, the circumstances he was in Texans, you know, he still worked his butt off and got the call from the Raiders.
So where are you from an academic standpoint? Pre-communications is what I saw in terms of a major. Is that still the major? And kind of where are you from towards the pursuit of your degree?
I changed it to sociology. I talked to my advisor, and I asked her, could I change it? And I just felt like sociology was a better thing for me to have a degree in. So I just felt like that would be something that I would be interested in. I'm very social anyway. So
yeah, you are a social guy, but what was it about sociology that particularly intrigued you?
My credits. What was that thing we had? We had to wear suits.
We had a career fair.
And honestly, when I went there, and mainly a lot of the people that I met there and worked for us have sociology degrees. So when I crossed that bridge, you know, I have some phone calls to make.
How about for you, Tyler? What are you majoring in? Have you selected one yet?
I'm studying sports management. Anything around the sports field, I just want to be involved in it. What I really want to do is like coach, mentor, train. A lot of kids, like I said, look up to me. So I want to mentor them and tell them what I've learned, what I experienced, and make them a better player in the future.
You all have to have support, right, to get to where you are.
Yes, sir.
Right? So who in your past has been instrumental in terms of guidance, leadership, love, and support that's helped get you to this position, Tyler?
It's really my mom. My mom's more the academic parent, and my dad's the sports parent.
Yeah.
So my mom pushed me in the academic room, and my dad pushed me in the sports room. So, like, as you can see, it's very different. But my mom just always on me. She wasn't, like, the type of person to, like, really push me hard. But she just knew, like, I had the ability to exceed more than ever. So what I'll do, I'll push myself more than anything. So it was all on me. And my mom just kind of guided me along, helped me if I needed it. And on the sports realm, my dad was always there for me. He don't like to be in the crowd too much. He liked to stand off by himself. But he's always there for me, anything I need. And like I said, my parents are not really like the pressure type of parents. Right. So they just sit back and just let me do what I do.
Larry, how about for you?
It'd probably be similar to Tyler's. My mom, you know, she still drives 13 hours.
It's crazy, yeah.
13 hours from North Carolina.
For every game.
Every home game. So I just say my mom and my dad just pushed me, you know, at points where I thought I couldn't do no more. You know, she said, always try, you can do more. And she's always said, if you believe, anything is possible. And my mom, she's, again, academics. When I was in high school, she was on me about my academics. She was literally kind of like my, you know, your academic advisor at that point, like do this, and you'll be able to do this. So my dad always been there for me, telling me what I need to do as a man and helping me, you know, get through certain things in my life in high school. And I just say probably those. And honestly, you know, you got to go back to your Papa Warner coaches, your middle school coaches, you know, mentors and your teachers. Certain teachers, I still go back home and I still go see some of my old school teachers and stuff like that, because, again, they did leave an impact on my life, because at the end of the day, you can't forget those people who helped you down the road.
Couple more questions with Larry Rountree III and also Tyler Beatty. Okay, so you've got a day to yourself. No practice, no class. And oh, by the way, a caveat for you, Mr. Homebody, that plays 2K, the power is out in the apartment complex that you live. Man. How are you going to spend the day?
That's a tough question. I'd probably go for a walk.
Go for a walk where?
I just go outside. Like, sometimes, just to get my mind off sports, I go out for a walk. I call my mom, call my dad, call some friends from back home, I just walk around, just like being around nature, just being outside, just the smell and everything, the vibe, I just like it.
Maybe you need to go on some hikes with Cale Garrett at some point in time.
I might do that.
Larry, how about for you? Day belongs to you. Nothing on the plate. How are you going to spend it?
Does the power out?
Yeah, the power's out.
Power's out. Man. I don't want to say the same thing he said. He said he was going to go outside. Tyler's not going to go outside. I already know him. He's not going outside. He's going to sit in the dark and stay on his phone the whole time. Really, he's not going outside. No, so I would say for me, I'm going to go to Capon Park and run, and that's it. Run for about 5 miles, and then run, and then that's it. I'm done.
And then as you're running by, you're seeing him walking the other way.
No, right? Tyler's going to be on his phone.
In the dark.
Talking to somebody.
By candlelight, kind of like you spent the morning in Cheyenne, by candlelight.
Have a candlelight. He's just going to be in the dark on his phone.
Tyler Beatty, tell us something about Larry Rountree III that we don't know.
Ooh, that's tough.
Okay. Watch out there now. Watch out.
Because he gets to go last.
Hey, watch out there. You know we live in an apartment together. Don't do it.
Is he clean around the apartment?
I'm OCD
clean. Oh, that's one thing y'all don't know. He makes his bed every morning. And that's...
Does he flip a quarter on it too, just to make sure that the sheet's nice and tight?
I'm not sure about that, but I know he makes his bed every morning. And if he doesn't, he's gonna have a bad day. Like literally, one day, he came to workouts, and we had a meeting right after. But he said, "Oh, I have to go home. My bed's not made." So he went all the way home, made his bed, and came back for the meeting.
It's impressive.
It's crazy.
Man, hey, listen, when your mama say, hey, go back in there and try it again now. Go back in there and try it again.
Was there a little military in mama's background?
Well, my dad, he was in the military. Yeah. So, 99, so he served, a year, and I was born in 99, so. Yeah,
you learned yes sir and no sir at a really, really early age.
Well, my dad wasn't really, strict military. I went to a private school, so they was very, very strict on military and stuff like that. So we would early morning, we would march and stuff like that. But honestly, man, I don't know. If I don't make my bed and if it doesn't look to the standard now how I look at it, then it's not right. So even before here, I came here, I went home. I cleaned my room. I was like, this got to be done before I leave. Because if I leave, I'm going to be itching to get home because I'm like, I got to fix my bed. Like, I got to do it. I got to do it. And y'all think I'm playing. Like, I'm serious. Like, when I mean mine is clean, it is clean. Like, this right here is messing with me right now. Like, come on, man. Like, serious. Come on now.
Referring to the tablecloth over the table here at Cheerleader. You get the last shot, young man. Tell us something about your roommate that we don't know.
You want me to give him a Coach Ford? Nah, I ain't gonna do that. You want me to give him a Coach Ford story?
Go ahead.
All right. Okay. So one day, Tyler was we all have these days, where our coaches is getting on us. This is just for y'all to make y'all laugh. So Tyler, Tyler made a mistake and he was walking off the field and Coach Ford is just yelling his name, Beatty, 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 Beatty. It kept yelling out, Beatty, Beatty. And Tyler's just walking, 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 walking. And I'm sitting there like, hey, does he hear him? Like, and it's over and over and over. It was like he said Beatty probably 20 times. And after that, he turned around and Tyler said, I couldn't hear you. You couldn't hear me. Really? You couldn't hear me? We said, well, come back on the field and jog off. And he, grabbed his hand and ran him back on the field and ran him off. And he did it one more time. He does it to all of us because, again, Coach Ford is just that type of guy. If it's at the standard to where he knows what it looks like, and if it doesn't look like what it usually looks like, then he's going to critique it. So, again, it's just a story about how, again, Beatty was getting worked into how an old school coach is and how they critique certain things. And if it ain't their way, then it ain't the right way. So you got to understand how to take the coaching, literally take the coaching and just yes, sir, no, sir, and that's it.
Larry Rountree III and Tyler Beatty, how about a round of applause for these two terrific young men. Going to take a break. More with Coach Odom coming up from Cheerleader on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
What does greatness look like? It's one of those things, while not always obvious, everyone understands. It's your fourth grade teacher who always listened to you. The lady at your coffee shop who asks about your Jack Russell every visit. Your neighbor who's right there for you with good advice on just about everything. Greatness is sometimes the smallest act of kindness with the largest impact. At Great Southern Bank, we understand what makes our community great are the people. Great Southern Bank, understanding what really matters. Member FDIC.
Like many businesses in our area, maybe you are considering reorganizing or relocating, but really don't know where to start. At Samco Business Products, we are specialists in this planning process and can take that guesswork off your shoulders. Our design team can provide insight for reconfiguring your existing space to be more efficient and productive. Or if your needs have changed and you plan to relocate, our team can reinstall your existing furniture in your new facility and eliminate that hassle too. So relax. With Samco, work just got better.
Mizzou football strives for excellence on and off the field, from the classroom to practice and all the way through game day. The men and women of the Eastern Missouri laborers and their contractors also strive for excellence. You only need to look at the south end of Faroe Field to see such an example of Mizzou, Eastern Missouri laborers and their contractors teaming up, striving for excellence. Use union laborers for your next project. To learn more, go to LiunaBuildsMo.com.
The Club at Old Hawthorne, a golf course of incomparable quality and uncompromised standards. It's everything you'd look for in a golf course and country club, which is why it's also home to your Mizzou men's and women's golf teams. Make Old Hawthorne your home course. Join today with our fall special. New golf members pay only $95 monthly dues until April 2020. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit oldhawthorne.com or call 573-442-5280.
Feel the power, feel the speed, feel extreme. Tiger fans, get extreme, powered by Mediacom, and experience streaming so real you can feel it. Whether you're live streaming the game or streaming your favorite series with supercharged speeds up to 1 gig and powerful whole home Wi-Fi, you're in it. Our 100% gigabit technology network was built to take you further. Get ready to feel it. Extreme, powered by Mediacom.
To all of our first responders, active military, veterans, and retirees, there's only one thing Ford can say for your commitment and bravery. Thank you. So please enjoy this special offer. It's just another way to show our gratitude for all that you've done. Qualifying military personnel can now get additional bonus appreciation cash on top of most current offers. Visit buyfordnow.com today.
Hope you enjoyed our segment with Larry Rountree III and also Tyler Beatty. We're a cheerleader on Columbia's southwest side, conveniently located at 63 in Stadium Boulevard. I don't know about you all, but Larry just said before he left, he said, you should have asked us more questions. You need to keep us for another segment. It's a shame that they're so bashful.
I agree.
You know?
Let's keep them on.
Yeah. They're, great kids, though, man.
Awesome. And that you look at, you know, we're not always perfect, but I look at the locker room that we have, the culture, the leadership, and then, you know, that's kind of what our team is, those two guys. And they do such a great job in the community. They do such a great job in the classroom. They do a great job in their practice habits and the way they lead our team. And then the performance for 3.5 hours on Saturday, you know, you love them up, and you're so fortunate you got a chance to be around young men like that are going to be so successful when they leave our program.
As Beatty is walking off the field and Cornell Ford is yelling his name, how were you reacting?
I was sitting the innocent bystander just watching to see how this was going to play out. And I can still hear Coach Ford's voice in my mind. It was such a great – and I was just happened to be standing right in the earshot. And I wonder when he's going to respond. And I wonder how many times he's going to say his name. Somebody's going to give. And anyway, it's a pretty cool story.
Back after this, our final segment from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, presented by Say Insurance, Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
In
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most. And the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here it goes.
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Whoa.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Mizzou football proud to partner with the Missouri Credit Union in an effort to sack hunger in Missouri. For each Tiger sack during the 2019 season, the Missouri Credit Union donates $300 to the food bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. Shelter Insurance recently ranked number one in the customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central region. Three of the last 4 years by J.D. Power. Central Shelter Insurance, we're your shield, we're your shelter. Tigers taking on Southeast Missouri coming up. 6:39 is the kickoff this Saturday evening at Faro Field in Columbia. SEMO opens the season, FCS opponent, opens the season with a win against Southern Illinois, and then they lost difficult second half at Montana State, so they come in with a record of 1-1. Just your thoughts on what you see on tape from the Redhawks.
I know that they're going to give our best shot, their best shot, Saturday night. They're extremely well coached in the way that they play. You know, Coach Took is in his sixth year. Mm-hmm. Mark Allnut hired him. He was the defense coordinator at Toledo. They were a 9-win team last year and went to the playoffs. They're solid in a lot of areas. Their quarterback makes plays down the field, extends plays, does a great job. Receivers, they can stretch the field vertically. They got three really good running backs. And then defensively, the way they align and the way that they play, you've got to earn every inch. So we will have to play extremely well. They've got a chip on their shoulder stepping into our place to go play. They said that openly and vocally. We understand that. And, you know, our guys have prepared this week the way that they should have. And they're excited about a chance to go play against a quality opponent at home, at our place.
Their quarterback, Dan Santa Catarina, is a guy that transferred from Northern Illinois. And you look at it through two games, 362 yards passing. He's got two touchdowns. But you mentioned it. He's a guy that you have to be aware of, because once he gets outside of the pocket, he's capable of either extending the play or making a pretty significant throw.
Yeah, there's not a throw he can't make.
Yeah.
You look at the smash, you look at the corner, you look at the deep post, you look at the vertical fade. He can do it all, and he does it not only in the pocket but moving the pocket. So, you know, we got to be able to defend the entire field. We need to get pressure on him and not allow him to stand in the pocket and have so much time. But he is athletic enough to hurt you in the run game as well. So a lot of different challenges, and our guys have responded, because as soon as you turn on the tape, you kind of take a step back and like, these guys are pretty darn good.
Tigers opened the season in 15 against Southeast Missouri. That was the last time that they met. Two touchdown passes from Matty Mock, and then there was a kid from Lee Summit that came off the bench and threw his first ever collegiate touchdown passer, a guy named Locke, that would go on to throw 98 more in his college career. So good luck this weekend against the Redhawks of Southeast Missouri State.
Thanks, Mike. Really appreciate everybody being here. It's awesome to see you guys. Thank you.
That is Barry Odom, and I'm Mike Kelly. That's going to do it for this edition of Tiger Talk from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, conveniently located at 63 and Stadium. Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
From Cheerleader Pub and Grill, Tiger Talk has been presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how they need to choose the car insurance coverage that's right for them. Also brought to you by Bud Light. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.